There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. My boys in the AR pistol platoon, they were all sporting G-Code up there when they were training the other day. They know the story. You can find out more about it at tacticalholsters.com. One of the things I try to do here is I try to give you enough information on things you may not know to where maybe you can help me preserve the Second Amendment as it goes, you know, as we go through our lives and deal with gun grabbers on a daily basis. However, there's one circumstance that I cannot give you any advice on, and these people actually do help you preserve your Second Amendment right by keeping you from becoming a statistic in the court system, and that is these are the guys, the good men and women of Texas/U.S. Law Shield, that and in you know embodied by Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Bill.
So, let me ask you a question as we kick this off. This have you guys been paying attention to the thing in Illinois?
Which one are you talking about?
The Seventh Circuit decision where the legal pundits are saying, well, if you can tell people they can't have a gun because it makes you feel good, then you can tell them they got to have one in order for everybody to feel good. Have you seen that?
I have not.
That's a pretty good one. You might want to look into that one. You might want to look into that one since we. But let's talk about the program because we haven't talked about, you know, we talk about current events a lot. Let's talk about Law Shield for a minute. You are the only one of a kind that does a 24/7, 365-day emergency hotline.
That is correct. Anytime one of Texas Shield or U.S. Law Shield members uses their firearm, whether it's play or even discharge, we want them to call 911, them to call the Law Shield hotline and speak to me. We're available 24/7 to advise you on what to do and what not to do when the police arrive.
That is, and when that happens, that's where they get the attorney-client privilege.
That is correct. There's immediate attorney-client privilege between whoever answers that hotline, whether it's me, whether it's Edwin, and that person on the phone. So whatever you tell us is safe. Whatever you tell the police is not safe and can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Is there any state out there that you guys operate in where it is not going to be a de facto witch hunt right off the bat, or is it that way even in these supposed gun-friendly states?
It's even like that in a gun-friendly state. And, Bill, I'm dealing with a case right now out of North Texas where an individual shot and killed a pit bull in his own yard that was attacking him, and we're going to trial on that. The police officers came out. Issued him a citation for it, and it's going all the way to trial. So it seems like this prosecutor is really going after it because she's anti-gun.
Why is it that I see so many prosecutors that are anti-gun?
Well, I think it's a product, it's sort of a chicken and egg sort of thing, which
okay.
Came first, the anti-gun prosecutor, for the fact that there's so many anti-gun laws. Like I said, for example, here in Texas, there's over a half a dozen different crimes that having the use or possession of a firearm is the key element to the offense. And so And so that provides a very a great deal of latitude for the prosecutors to, you know, prosecute and to basically criminalize a bunch of other conduct that is not necessarily bad. It's just bad because the legislatures have said it was bad. You know, it's sort of that, that's, and that's sort of the sort of dichotomy that we're in is, do, are the prosecutors anti-gun because they're taking advantage of all these laws that the legislature has passed, or are they, you know, was their anti-gun, basically their anti-gun position what led to us having these laws in the first place?
We haven't really ever done this before, but let's talk about a couple of things, a couple of testimonials you can find on the website. Like this one, I like this one. One of your members was at a red light, and all of a sudden a road rager was at their window, banging on the window, yelling, making threats. They had a small child in the car. Somebody looking like a lunatic on the other side of the car. The member pulls their gun out and places it in their lap. Then the road rager pulls out their ID, and they're an off-duty cop.
Correct.
Question. After now, according to this, you know, you guys got in the saddle with this. The attorneys working with you went zealously after this case. They got a dismissal of charges. The member incurred no legal fees. What happened to the cop?
Well,
do we know?
No, we don't know what happened to her, but it came out during the course of while this case was pending that she had some other questionable incidents. And so I don't know that she's still with the police force that she was employed by.
Yeah.
But it was kind of fun. I actually think it led to the credibility of our guy. Because keep in mind, you know, prosecutors, as we've just discussed, are extremely skeptical of everything a defense attorney tells them. I have rarely encountered a situation where you tell the prosecutor basically your position on the case, and they agree with it. And so whenever we first went to court, of course, you know, we were met with the general skepticism they have whenever we said, look, our guy says that this woman came up, did not identify herself as a police officer, started ranting and railing, beating on his window, and all he did was pull out his gun in an effort to defuse the situation. And of course they're like, yeah, right. Well, this police officer says that he already had it out when she walked up to the car and he said things to her, et cetera, et cetera. Well, these other incidences happened while we were, while the case was pending, and the prosecutor got to talk to the woman, to talk to the police officer himself on the phone. And after that, he kind of very sheepishly agreed to dismiss all the charges against our client, which leads me to believe that her unpleasant disposition probably came through very clearly on the phone, even when he was trying to talk to her about the case.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine that. You've had another case where, well, you know what, we're going to run out. We'll talk about the other case on the other side. Texas / U.S. Law Shield operating in Florida, Ohio. See if I get it all right, guys. Florida, Ohio. Or is that, no, it's not Ohio. Is it Ohio, Pennsylvania, or is it just Pennsylvania?
It's just Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado, and Georgia.
Did you say Florida, too?
I did say Florida at the very beginning before I started getting them wrong.
And Missouri.
There we go. I knew I'd get one wrong. Well, I'd miss one anyway. And trying to get to a state that you live in, it's just sort of hard to do that, but if you're in a state where they're operating, you definitely need to be a member, because for the amount of money you're spending on that, that's, for me, that'd be two less lattes per month, and as many as I drink, I'd never miss them. Anyway, we're going to talk about some other stuff they've done, and this is the value of what it does. I mean, and we're going to talk about how much it would cost for these people being defended for these things if they weren't members of Texas / U.S. Law Shield, and then you'll see why it's a good idea. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Attention! Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Only kind of holster I run, the only kind of holster I'm going to run. Go check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. Joined again from Texas / U.S. Law Shield by Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Guys, just out of curiosity for this, the road rage incident with the off-duty cop, if they had not been a member of Texas / U.S. Law Shield for the what little, what was the amount of legal work that was done on his behalf in order to get this dismissed?
Well, I think we made 5 appearances for him in court, which is about 5 to 6 months' time, to walk in and talk to us regarding his charge. He was charged with a misdemeanor, the misdemeanor crime of disorderly conduct. So right out of the gate, probably $3,000 to even come in and talk to us about it.
Right.
And then any sort of pretrial motions would have been another $2,000. And if it would have ultimately gone to trial, that would have been another probably $3,000. So in total, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, almost $10,000 venture there if he would not have been a Texas Law Shield member.
Which, as a Texas Law Shield member, it cost him $66, $56.
Yeah, whatever his $10.95 a month is over 6 months. Yep.
There's a reason for you. Then there's the, and I think we talked about this before. Is this the open carrier that was on his front porch that got arrested because the police officer said he came off of his property?
Oh yeah, that one is a different one.
Okay.
He was also charged with the same crime of disorderly conduct. He heard some commotion in the front yard. The dogs were going nuts. So he lives in a pretty bad part of town. So he went and got on his front porch with a shotgun and heard somebody yelling at him to get back in the house and get that gun out of his hands. Another incident where it was a police officer who did not identify themselves as the police officer. It was nighttime. He couldn't see the car. The car didn't have its lights on. He couldn't see the individual yelling at him. And he never left his property with his shotgun, but the police officer basically lied and said that he came off of his property with it and pointed it at him, which was not true. And again, another instance where the case was ultimately dismissed, because the police officer was not trustworthy. He had been digging for charges. This is another instance where this police officer went great lengths to get charges filed against the Texas Law Shield member. He had to go through 3 DAs to get charges. So here in Harris County, it's such a big county, which is where Houston is, there is an intake assistant district attorney, and the police officer will call, give them the fact scenario, and then see if that person will accept charges. Well, in this case, the DA goes, well, was the guy on his own property? He's like, well, yeah. And so the DA goes, well, I'm not taking charges on that. Well, he goes, let me talk to your supervisor. Talks to the supervisor. Supervisor goes, well, was he on his own property when he came out? Yes. Well, I'm not going to take charges on that. So then this police officer ends up going up to the courthouse, filling out a form. It's called a refusal to prosecute, and ended up finding a DA to go ahead and accept charges on him. So he was basically trying every avenue possible to get this individual charged with the crime of disorderly conduct when the guy did nothing wrong. He did nothing illegal and had to go and forum shop, basically, to get charges filed.
What, was this police officer some sort of – was he in a supervisory position or something? What made him think that he could walk it up the chain like that in order to bring charges against somebody that he just didn't like?
He had – what had happened was that he had – complained to his supervisor. He went into his supervisor, complained about the situation, and the supervisor said, and apparently he didn't know about this process beforehand. He goes, the supervisor said, well, you know, the DA's office, they do have a process where if intake doesn't take charges and you think that they should have taken charges, then you can go in and file a written complaint. And so that's what he did, and whenever he was down there, I'm sure they asked him, you know, why do you feel the need to file a written complaint on this? And he said, well, because I think this guy needs to be charged, and they got the, they went ahead and filed charges on him, probably just to satisfy the, it basically get this police officer out of their hair, so to speak.
Yeah, that's a good reason. Now, in this particular case where the member incurred no legal fees for what you guys had to do with that one, how much did he save and how long did that take?
Well, since the charges were similar to the other guy, it was about the same amount.
So he paid about $55 on something that would cost nearly $10,000.
Correct.
See, the stupidity about this, though, In both of these cases, is it fair for me to say that both of these police officers acted with sort of in a manner close to malfeasance?
Yeah, I would say that they just had it out for our member for whatever reason. They, you know, whether they're taking their own personal beliefs about guns and how, you know, they think citizens should carry guns, if they even should even have guns, and they're letting their own personal prejudices, I guess you could say, kind of overtake the law and are really pursuing something that shouldn't even be pursued in the first place because these people did nothing legally wrong.
Well, now I've been talking to you guys for quite some time. Has it gotten to the point now where, especially in Texas, now maybe not so much these other states, the ones you've just gotten into, or some of these other places, but in Texas, whenever has it gotten to the point yet where you hear cops talking about, yeah, he's a Law Shield member, I don't know what we're going to do about this one? Has that happened yet?
No, it hasn't. I don't know that they would actually ever say that. But, you know, it's always possible. One thing with regard to police officers that I've noticed, both with people who are Texas Law Shield members and just stuff that I've, you know, firearms is such a hot button issue, especially here in Texas over the last few years. There was a video that I saw recently posted by an open carrier who's not a Texas Law Shield member to my knowledge. But he did, you know, he knows how to talk the talk. And there were two police officers that came up to him from two different departments. And both of them, he was open carrying an AR rifle. And both of them were very, 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 very assertive in telling him that they have the right to stop him. They have the right to question him. They have the right to search his rifle because it is against the law in the state of Texas to carry openly carry a loaded rifle, which is what, of course, they said. Now,
hang on for me. We're coming up on a break. I want to hear we'll recap this because I want to hear this.
All right.
Texas Law Shield. You can find them at Texas/US Law Shield, uslawshield.com, texaslawshield.com. If you're not a member, you should be. I don't hear any. Oh, there it is. Okay. Things were a little bit off. That's fine. We'll recover. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. The Scorpion line at G-Code, that is a truly, I don't know why anybody didn't think about that before. It's just a natural evolution for Kydex. This is Kydex that moves. That's all I'm going to say. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. And if you didn't notice it, I had to clear my throat at the beginning, and only a pro can do it the way I did it. You didn't notice it. My guest this hour from Texas / U.S. Law Shield /... I always have problems saying that when I'm doing all of that. Texas / U.S. Law Shield. Too many S's. Our Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. Edwin was telling us a story about a guy. Is this the Houston incident that we're talking about, Edwin?
Happened in a suburban city of Houston.
Go ahead. Please. Okay, to recap, a guy legally carrying a weapon, because in Texas, I think this is still the law right now, you can carry openly, but it has to be a long gun. So that means instead of carrying a handgun openly, you can carry an AR-15. But then when you do that, it's fraught with all kinds of danger because nobody actually likes that. So
correct. Correct. And legally, there's no restrictions or qualifications on carrying a rifle, I guess, aside from the fact that you can't be a felon and be in possession of a firearm.
Right.
But anyway, so he's just, you know, he's out. He's clearly engaging in a political demonstration. He's got his, you know, come and take it flag, and he's carrying his rifle. And he's initially, he videotapes the whole thing. And he's like I said, he's well aware of the status of the law because these folks, they learn the law because this is important to them. So he's first confronted by a county sheriff's deputy who stops him and says, it's actually kind of humorous. If it didn't involve our fundamental rights, it would be kind of like a skit on a comedy show.
Right.
the deputy stops him and says, and he immediately says, he comes up, hey, what are you doing? Well, I'm just walking. And the deputy starts questioning further. Well, you know, why are you out here? Where are you coming from? Where are you going? He's like, look, I'm not comfortable answering your questions. Am I being detained? And the deputy tells him, no, you're not being detained. You can go ahead and go if you want. And so as he starts to walk away, the deputy says, hey, come back here. And he says, I thought you said I wasn't being detained. He goes, well, you're not detained. I just need to ask you a few questions. And he says, if I can't leave, I'm being detained. And by this time, a city police officer shows up. So we're dealing with two different departments now, the county sheriff's department and the city police officer. And so the county sheriff then starts in on, well, I need to check that rifle to make sure that it's loaded. Well, first he asks him, is that rifle loaded? And he goes, well, I don't have to tell you that. He goes, yes, you do, because it's illegal to carry a loaded rifle in Texas. He goes, and the guy says, really? Tell me what law it is. He says, it's state law. He goes, no, I know. What provision? What is the code provision? He goes, well, why don't you show me where it doesn't have to be loaded in the law? And the guy says, look, you stopped me. I didn't stop you. And then the city police officer joins in, says, yes, it's state law that you cannot have a loaded rifle. You need to let us check that rifle. And he says, number one, that's not the law. And I'm not letting you check my rifle. And am I being detained? And he goes, yes, you're being detained now because you're suspicious. And we need to check that rifle to make sure it's not loaded. And so they go back and forth. In the meantime, I think this stop lasts about 45 minutes. In the meantime, about five or six different police cars show up. The city police officer goes back to his car while the sheriff's deputy is standing guard over this guy, I guess making sure he doesn't escape. And then the city police officer calls the sheriff's deputy over to his car. This is being all filmed. They have a discussion. The sheriff's deputy comes back. Now, keep in mind, the city police officer never returns to talk to this guy. The sheriff's officer comes back and says, well, sir, we looked, and you're right. There's no element in the law that says that the rifle has to be unloaded. So you're free to go. And he actually apologizes to him, which I have never seen a police officer do. He actually apologizes to him and lets him go. However, the interesting thing is that the city police officer, the one that was so confident in knowing what the law was, never returned to talk to this guy, never admitted that he had the law wrong, never admitted that he was wrong in being detained, and never apologized to this guy. And so that's the biggest fear. That's the biggest obstacle out there is just simply, and I don't know whether it's indifference. I don't know whether it's lack of training, but the police officers have got to know what the elements of each one of these offenses are, especially when they're so confident in themselves in asserting that they know what the law is.
Well, here's my question. As much, especially in Texas, I mean, this has been going on for a couple of years now, really intensely for a couple of years.
Correct. It's not new.
Do these guys not like watch TV? Do they? I used to watch what was the name? Hill Street Blues. They used to have like a little meeting where the guy before he told Eric Marinaro to be careful out there. They gave a little speech about what's been happening, what to be on the lookout for, what not to be on the lookout for. Do they not sit them down and say, look, it's a law in Texas, and we're getting tired of getting sued? I mean, has anybody in Texas been sued? Any municipalities been sued over this yet?
I don't know that any have been sued. It's somewhat difficult. The trouble is, anytime you sue a governmental entity, Texas has a very, very strong sovereign immunity law.
Right.
Basically, you have to show that. Basically, you have to show that the police or any other government agency, they're not liable for negligence. They're not liable for simple misunderstandings. They're not liable for acts in good faith. You have to show that at the time the police officer acted, that he knew what he was doing was wrong and continued to do it anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, as many times as this has happened, as many times as these, I know it doesn't happen in the same place over and over again. It seems to happen here, and then in another far-flung corner, it happens over there, and then it happens over here down on the panhandle, and then it happens down there on the southern border. I see it happening all over the place. It just seems like that would sort of, you know, the word would get out. With law that they're getting ready to, that they're looking at passing right now on the open carry of the handguns, will that do away with the open carry of the long guns, or will they then be able to carry both open?
No, you'll be able to carry both. And it's very interesting. It does only apply to license holders, though.
Okay, so, that's right. It's not going to be. Well, what about the open carry of rifles? Will that be done away with unless you got a permit?
No, that'll still remain unchanged.
What a minutia! What a bunch of junk!
Well, that is one of the and interestingly enough, there was an amendment that the Texas House and the Texas Senate passed very, very similar laws. In fact, they really were identical laws. They each had their own bill that they passed. However, at the last minute, the House added a provision that, in my opinion, is an excellent, excellent provision. It was proposed by a very liberal Democrat, but he represents an urban area of Houston, and he has an extreme distrust of the police. And so he added this amendment that said that the police it would be explicitly written in the law that the police could not detain, they could not temporarily detain or ask for ID from any person that they viewed carrying a handgun in a holster.
All right, I've got a theoretical coming up for you last segment. You guys hang on one more time. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. That's the only holster I use. The only holster I'm going to use. The only way I carry my ammunition. I'm going to start incorporating G-Code onto my vest. I'm going to have hard Kydex instead of Cordura. I'm getting rid of the Cordura going to the Kydex. Go check it out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Texas/U.S. Law Shield. I got the H in there. Are Edwin Walker and Michelle Byington. I just about like cloned you both into one being just then. Let me ask you a question. Did you guys see this thing in Utah? Are you guys there?
Yes. Hello. We're here.
I can now. I can now. Okay. Did you see the thing outside of the in Orem, Utah that has happened recently in the at the mall?
No.
No. Okay. Let me give you the long and short of it. And I get to be impressive because I know how to pronounce Samoan names. A perpetrator named Taulagi Matafeo thought it would be a good idea to carjack a woman, and he saw one in a Mercedes SUV. He forced his way into the car with a woman inside. Then a good Samaritan with a gun showed up. And Matafeo leaped out of the car to attack the good Samaritan, and was shot once in the chest, and he later died at the hospital. Everybody in Utah, including the cops, are saying that was righteous, that was a good self-defense shoot. His family, on the other hand, is saying something else. They're saying he was scared and panicked, just trying to find a way home. Taulagi was not perfect. He struggled, but he was surrounded by many loving individuals who were trying to help him. He wanted to be happy, and for the most part, he was. He loved unconditionally. He cried a lot with us because he hated having pain and creating pain. That sort of sounds like they're trying to set up a wrongful death lawsuit against the shooter.
The
defender.
Absolutely.
Does that kind of thing need to be rewritten? I mean, if the cops look out there and say, well, let's see, this guy was a criminal perpetrator with a long rap sheet trying to carjack a car with a woman in it that probably would have led to a sexual assault. So this guy stopped a car theft and a sexual assault. Beers are on us, and they say this was viable, justifiable homicide. Should his family be able to come back and say, but he was such a loving individual, we want to make some money on this?
Well, most states now, at least the states that have adopted the, as the media has sort of pejoratively called it, the stand your ground laws, all those states, the stand your ground, the concept of stand your ground laws includes not only these these presumptions that somebody was justified in using force or deadly force, but they also almost universally contain civil limits on civil liability, to the point that they could either be like Texas, which says that nobody can recover damages if death or serious bodily injury was done in the course of a defensive act. Some states even go further to say that not only can the person not recover, they don't even have standing to bring suit. And if they do attempt to bring suit, they could be liable for the other side's attorney's fees that are incurred. So I think Utah is on the list that they have revised their self-defense laws, but that type of lawsuit would, in most of the states, would absolutely go nowhere and also potentially create liability for the people who bring it.
Is sort of like what just happened to the Brady Bunch, where now they're – did you see that? You saw that the other day where they convinced the people, the good people, the Aurora families of the people that were murdered in Aurora, they convinced them to sue an ammunition purveyor, LuckyGunner.com, and they got thrown out of court, and now they're getting they're up. You know, somebody's liable for the attorney fees, and I think it's just a little over $250,000. And the Brady campaign is nowhere to be found.
and the interesting thing is that they ought to be suing the theater chain that actively prevented lawful gun owners from lawful license owners from bringing their guns into the theater. And thus creating an environment where the theater had basically assumed responsibility for these people's safety by taking the ability for them to defend themselves away from them. That's who needs to be sued.
Well, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for you guys to hire a couple of young associates that are just chomping at the bit and make that your new cottage industry.
Well, I don't know how viable it is. Texas is not real strong on torts. They don't like to create new torts whenever it comes.
Well, I mean, it's not a new tort, really, is it? I mean, if they get out there and if I go into a place and like Costco, okay, across the country, Costco is no guns allowed. They don't put up any signs. If they detect that you have a gun when you're in there, they'll ask you to leave, and in one instance, it's gotten one guy killed.
Yeah, I mean, it exists. The thing is that we haven't had that, and I will get these questions occasionally. Other people have thought of it themselves. They'll call in, one of the great things about the Texas and U.S. Law Shield Service is that members who have legal questions can always come call in and chat with one of the program attorneys. And you know, I usually have a one question every couple of weeks about, you know, what do I do? What is my, you know, what these places that want to keep license holders from carrying, what ability do I have to defend myself? And if something happens to me, is the store going to be liable because they took away my ability to protect themselves? And I always tell them, I say, look, that suit hasn't been brought here in Texas, but it certainly sounds like a very good legal argument to me.
Do you guys ever face any of this stuff where the anti-gun organization talking points pop up, like Lad Everett, in this case in Orem, Utah? He's out there right now saying that that incident seems to have escalated unnecessarily. We don't execute people in this country for stealing cars.
Well,
he completely overlooks the fact that the guy gets out of the car to attack somebody, that he had a female in there. And I'm sure all he was going to do was drive somewhere nicely and then very courteously say, please get out of your car.
Yes.
I'm sure nothing else was going to happen.
Well, that's the thing. With the expansion of the quote-unquote castle doctrine laws, is they pretty much universally apply to occupied motor vehicles also. So just like you're able to use deadly force, in fact, in many states you're given the presumption that your use of deadly force is reasonable against somebody who is breaking into your home while you're in it, that exact same presumption applies when somebody's breaking into your car while you're in it or trying to extract you from your car. while you're in it. So those laws were written specifically for that type of event that occurred in Utah. And, you know, for folks here in Texas who want to know what the laws are, the program lawyers for Texas Law Shield recently put out a book called Armed and Educated, Guide to Texas Law.
Yes,
which is available at the Texas and U.S. Law Shield website. And it's a very good book. What the lawyers try to do was strive to kind of demystify Texas gun law and make it in a very, very readable, enjoyably readable and understandable format.
Well, what you ought to do is get a law passed where all the cops got to get one of those, and then you'd probably sell out.
That would be an excellent suggestion.
You could turn it into a textbook.
Exactly.
For them, just for their own edification. I would, if I was a police officer, I don't want to waste my time if I'm a police officer. I want to be Serpico. I don't want to be Fish.
Yes, and you know one of the interesting things that I've seen in a lot of these police encounters? They generally start out with, hey, I support the Second Amendment. But then they say, then they got all these other qualifiers that they come out with.
Yeah, they do. We'll have to talk about the book. I have it. I saw that, and we need to talk about the continuing education. And you know, one of the problems we've been having is you're getting too successful, and you got less time. So work on that.
We've got time for you, Bill.
Okay. Anyway, Texas/U.S. Law Shield. When they walk into the courtroom, a chill falls into the air because we'll have to talk about your one loss record another time too, because we're running out of time. Check them out. If you're not a member, this is the last piece of your toolbox. Thank you very much, guys, for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's always our pleasure.
Yes, sir. Thanks. All right, folks, we will do this again in 22 hours. Tomorrow on the show, Matthew Best from MBest11X on YouTube and arc15clothing.com. And Nick Palmisciano from Ranger Up. They're going to have a big announcement here, right here, exclusively. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.